Zohar, Chok Yisrael, Parshas Toldos, the sixth day, taken from page 48b. So speaking about the Shabbos, Ner Shel Shabbos, the Sabbath candle, the Noshei Ama Kadisha Sihivas, is given to the wives of the holy nation, the Dloka to light. Chavraya and the friends means the peers of the holy secret Zohar society. Ha'amu, behold, they said, the Ihi Kavsa Butzina De'alma, that she, referring to the root archetype feminine aspect, was embodied in Chava, the first woman, Eve. So Kavsa Butzina De'alma, through asking, eating from the tree of knowledge of good and bad, and also causing her husband to eat, so she, Kavsa, she put out Butzina De'alma, the lantern of the world, the expression of the light of the divine presence in the world that was shining from the tree of life, causing to be darkened. Chulei Shapirin said, "Avol Raza Demila." But the secret of the issue is, "Hai Sukkah Shalom." This sukkah of peace, which refers to the light of Bina, which is like a sukkah that surrounds, so it draws from the surrounding light, and the surrounding light makes peace between the opposites, because in the root above, opposites can coexist. Matronisa de Alma, the Queen of the World, which is the Shechina Divine Presence drawn from the Malchus of Atzilus. She and the souls that they are, the supernal lantern, in it dwell, which means that all souls are drawn from the Shechina and their lights. It's like Zner Hashem Nishma Sadam, the candle of Hashem, the soul of a person, because they're all drawn from the light of the Shechina that shines down Malchus of Atzilus. Because of this, Matronisa boy ladloka, the queen needs to light, because the Zohar says the old women are rooted in the Shechina. So when any woman in here, down in this world, lights a candle, it causes the lighting of the light of the Shekhinah above, and it causes that's clothed in the candle down this world, and the light of the Shekhinah expresses through that candle this world, and we're able, it opens us up to feel and be conscious of Hashem. Do'a b'duch toho isachedes, because she's united in her place in Malchus of Atzilus, through lighting that candle. V'avdes uvda, she does a deed, means she does a connection below that hooks her up with what's above. Ritza boy v'chedva deliba usa ladloka butzina de Shabbos, and woman is necessary with bliss of heart and with will to light the Shabbos candle. To yikor yiloh he lo, because it is a supernal honor for her. V'zachi rav lagarmo, it's a great merit for herself. The miski labanan kadishin, to merit the holy children. That the Gemara says a person who is very careful in the way to light candles, to light a lot of candles especially, they'll merit to draw a lot of light of Torah and have children that are Tamini Chum Torah scholars. They'll have light of the Torah. The other Batsina the Alma says that there'll be a lantern to the world in Torah. Light up the world with the Torah, with the presence of a consciousness, the presence of Hashem. With the Chalta and the fear, awareness, see Hashem. Yizkun Shlama Ba'ara, and increases peace in the world, because the Shabbos candles bring peace. The light of the Shekhinah is in the world. People feel Hashem's presence. And they don't fight with each other, and they feel peace inside of themselves. And she gives to her husband length of days, and she draws him to Shekhinah, source of life, so he lives more in the world. Therefore, it's necessary to be careful with it, because the more she's careful, the more she draws all these blessings. Come and see a new light. Shabbos Lelia V'yoma Zochav V'shomer Ihi Kechada. Shabbos at night and the day, it is Zohar and Shomer as one, which means that when Hashem gave us the Ten Commandments and he told us, he commanded us to guard Shabbos, so in there's two places in Torah that it mentions the Ten Commandments. First place in Shmos and Exodus, in Parshas Vayisro, he says, Zohar and Shomer Shabbos Kachar, remember the Holy Sabbath to sanctify it. In version of Ten Commandments in Devarim, Deuteronomy, in Parshas Vayisro, says, Shomer, guard the Shabbos. Remember, so the Gemara explains how could it be two things. It says that Hashem is not a physical person of flesh and blood. He can say what we can't say. He can say two things at once. So he said Zohar v'Shomer in one time. Remember and guard. And they're drawn from one root. Zohar is the male aspect corresponding, that's the light of the Shabbos in daytime. And Shomer, guard, is the passive feminine aspect, which is shines out on Shabbos at night. And therefore, it's supposed to each level is included of the other, inclusive of the others. So therefore, at night, it's supposed to light two candles corresponding to Zohar Shomer. Shulchan Aruch brings as a custom to light two candles and bind the wicks together to show that Zohar and Shomer were set as one. And as expression, the Torah is given on Shabbos, expression of the root light of the Torah, as the giving of the Torah every single Shabbos. Valdom because the Ksiv says Zochas Shomer Sakaj, Zochas Shomer Shabbos Kaj. Remember this Sabbath day is sanctified. The Ksiv is written Shomer Shomer Shabbos Kaj. God, the Sabbath is sanctified. Zochar, remember the active male aspect of the Chura, which is male. Shomer, guard the Nukva, the feminine passive aspect. Kulachad is all one, because in the root, the active and passive are one. In the surrounding light, which is as I mentioned before, Sigas Shalom, the light of Bina, the Zeranpin, male aspect, and Nukva, the Malchus, feminine aspect, they're all one in the surrounding light. And Shabbos brings that, shines that surrounding light, and when light the candles, it brings peace to the world. He nice all the opposites, and it brings peace between that to the opposites of husband and wife in this world. Therefore, the Shabbos candles are special for Shalom Bayis to create peace in the house. Zakonin Israel, merit worthy is Israel's Chulke de Kutcher Bichu, the special portion of Holy and Blessed Behi. Adve Vachsantaihu, his inheritance. His portion and his inheritance. Allah Yaksiv Batim is written to them in Psalms 144. Ashrei Yom Shekolo, happy is the nation that does this to them. Ashrei Yom Shashem Lekov, happy is the nation. Hashem is their Lord. A special connection to reveal the light of Hashem in the world to what they do down below.